With Ashkocha Pratis, the Rambam has his klolim. And within the klolim of the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. Everything he does to a human being is based on Schar V'Onesh. How he makes his cheshbon is something we'll never know. It's beyond us. That is, if you're in an airplane and it gets bombed and the airplane collapses, whoever is on that airplane is there because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be on that airplane. That, of course, does not excuse the person who bombed the airplane. Two separate issues. And that applies to all human beings across the board. It does not apply to animals. Because, according to the Rambam, the whole idea of Hashgacha Pratis is based on Schar V'Onesh, which comes out of Mitzvah Averis, which are based on our Bechira Chavshis. And therefore, since it's based on our Bechira Chavshis, only a human being has Bechira Chavshis. Bechira Chavshis is a function of the intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a human being, which is a result of his neshama va'yibach v'av nishma su'achayim. The animal neshama responds to stimuli, has no decision-making process, and no bechira chavshis. Therefore, there is no schar v'onesh. Therefore, there is no hashgacha pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different purposes for different animals. And in order to fulfill his general purpose in running the world for the different animals, he will have Hashgacha Pratis, on for Kiyum Hamit. When Adam Arishon, Vayikra Shemos, he gave a name to all the Chayos, Adam Lomotza Eze Kenecto. What does that mean? Adam Arishon understood the entire Bria. Understanding the entire Bria, he understood the function HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each animal within the Bria. And the name, calling a dog a Kelev, in the name Kelev, it identifies the purpose and function that this animal has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific function for each animal, part of his Hashgacha Pratis in running the world in general is that these animals must survive, because that is his purpose. If, on the other hand, there's no longer a purpose for that animal, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not protect that animal from surviving. That's one type of Hashgacha Pratis. There's another type of Hashgacha Pratis. And in the other type of Hashgacha Pratis, is what the Rambam calls the Shef Elokim. And that Shef Elokim, through a person connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, so then, the degree to which he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a Shmira. That means the entire concept of Hashgacha Pratis works in the world of functions of Chukei HaTeva. But there is an ability of a person to lift himself up above Chukei HaTeva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world of Chukei HaTeva, exerts his Hashgacha Pratis al pi Chukei HaTeva, and within the context of Chukei HaTeva, then by my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then I lift myself up above Teva. And now, so that is when I push myself in a certain direction. That's what he says in the Ha'ara here at the end. He said, when a person is masik, the mag between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, so then that during that period of time he lacks the Shemilah. And now he says, number one, he says, number two, Komaisa Avodas Halolu, Kikriyas HaTorah. The purpose of everything we do, it's learning Torah, davening, mitzvahs, and the like, is that is supposed to, we're supposed to use this as a connection to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, these are tools to be used in that direction. Not everybody uses those tools in that direction. Some people davening is while they're busy making all their business deals while they're davening, and they they wake up, where am I? I'm in Lal Shin already. I didn't notice what happened. These are tools to be used in a certain direction. Unless the person willfully uses the tools to connect him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it does not necessarily work.
Does that mean that Talmud Torah Knei Kulam, that's the greatest tool connected to
HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is certainly, it does, and it can. That's if you wanted to do it. That is what the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Mikvos. It's metaher the person when he's tovel atzmo meidatz haTorah, but he has to have a kavanah tahara. You have to want Torah to change you and connect you, and otherwise it's not going to do it. That has to be a decided goal of yours to do. And that is where Chaim V'Lozhin Nefesh Chaim in Shar Dalet speaks extensively. It connects you higher up. He has his whole ladder. It connects you higher up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than other things would connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it has to go hand in hand with Yirah Shamayim. A person can learn Torah as a totally intellectual exercise, and it's not connecting to anything. It doesn't mean anything. He says, and you have to train yourself to do this.
Is he not comparing Kriyas HaTorah to Shaar Mitzvahs though?
Yes, it does. But on the other hand, the ability, Limud Torah has a greater, that is exactly the point when Chaim V'Lozhin quotes a lot of this in Nefesh HaChaim. Talmud Torah has a greater ability to connect myself on a higher level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than other mitzvahs might necessarily have. He says, "Val tistapek b'kavona b'kriyas shema posuk rishon, but tefila b'brocha rishona." That even though I said in hilchis tefila that what is ma'akev is brocha rishon, do not think that's enough. He says, "But what does that mean? There's a certain minimum thing. So work on that minimum. After you did that minimum." Then add to that minimum. He says, make sure the first bracha is done with kavana gemura, and if once you got that, then work on the second bracha. Once you finish the second bracha, then you have two brachas down. Then work on the third bracha. And once you do that during davening, if you can't do that during davening, you're not going to be able to do that during the day. Okay, now. But the first level of training is when you're involved in Divrei Torah, you're supposed to focus on connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're involved in the Milah D'Alma, you focus on that. That is minimum in terms of davening, maximum terms of davening, and at that maximum, you're. Nah. Reb Chaim used to train his children. He had a whole training method. that whenever they walk during the day, whenever they function during the day, the mind was always preoccupied with Limud HaTorah. That was how he functioned himself. Whatever he did, he was always thinking of learning Torah. His mind was always preoccupied. Take it away for a second, but it became an automatic activity of his. So much as breathing and anything, I can stop breathing for a certain amount. The moment I don't focus on stopping breathing, I go back to breathing.
Can Rebbe explain how Rebbe trained
this? That's a whole. When you're holding there, we'll discuss it. Avo be'ez b'dudoscha levad. Okay, now. What was the Madreg of the office? Madreg of the office is they were continually connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu and the office Madreg. Now, since they were continually connected to the office, so therefore, in that way, that continual connection brought them the bracha that comes with Shmira, that the bracha that comes from connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's why Avram is. He says, Elokei Avram akitzu zeshmilo uhusag me hisyachtus daitum b'hasagosu shekaras in kol echem em brislo olam zocharti as brisi Yaakov. And that is the basis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them. Where was the unique feature that they were the avos and they were the founders of Klal Yisrael? Because they reached that madrega of total preoccupation and connection and total permanent connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Avraham Avinu was caring about his money and etc. They did it with their physical Avarim and not with their mind was preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'datum l'fon of Yisrael l'otosu, and they never distracted their mind from him. Ki ashegaram hasharas arba elu, he says, k'fitachlus hashlim v'sufnei Hashem. It is these four people, Moshe Rabbeinu in the office, who achieved that incredible shlemus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the unique feature of Moshe Rabbeinu in the office. Okay. He says, whenever they were their shepherds, they were farming, when they should call Tachlisa Moisa Bachal Ozna Apulus, his carol of Funus Nashem, Salah Kirvo Kolshi, they should always say Tachlis Yatam and Matsius. And that is, Ki Yadativ Amanashet Sabe. And Avram Avinu planted the Avos planted within us. Each of us on the Shema goes back to the Avos. That's why they are Avos. And the capacity of preoccupation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that capacity is the potential of every Jew. That it says, there's nothing they had anything well other than spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to the world. Now the paragraph from Tov Ches. He's giving you his big chiddush. Often iuni nifla ma'o shibo misparkim sfekos isgalabo sodo seloki who onu kfar beyanu perke hashgacha above ki kol fi eirach das kol bal deyo tia hashgacha bo odom hasholem basagoso the odom hasholem shalo techtal daito me Hashem tomen whose mind is never absent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and if he empties his mind from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any specific, and therefore the special Hashkacha will leave him. That doesn't mean it's like someone who never thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we'll get to later. That means There's a difference if it's active in a person's mind or it's subconscious in a person's mind. If it's subconscious in a person's mind, it's still connected on some level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a person who's in the jungle in Africa who has no connection ever to any concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get to what the Rambam said about those. I mean, if people who all the big Rambam fans, if they ever realized what a what he thought about certain things, it's they'd be shocked. Okay, Vayud, he says a sofer, while he's writing and focusing on his writing, does an excellent job, but he doesn't lose that ability, and that there's something that stays within him, and next time he sits down to write, he's activating something that is latent within him. On the other hand, someone who never had any cash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who, in a major part of his life, is preoccupied with the Kodesh Baruch and he has to separate himself. It's like when you go in at night, there's no sun, but during the day, the sun filters through clouds, and it's like the sun filtering through clouds. Okay. Any of these people, nothing bad can happen to them except on a cloudy day. That means when their minds are not fully connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. And that is, if so, Hutra Tzava Godo Shehevius HaPhilosophim Lishlos HaShkoch HaLokis. He says, why? Because that tzaddik v'ra'alo rosha v'tovlo. So he says like this: why a tzaddik gets a punishment? How a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Every one of us has mitzvahs and averis, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu weighs them and decides when to give us char and onish. That's when we work. When we are working within teva. When we lift ourselves up above Teva, so we're lifting ourselves above that entire chain of causation of Schar V'Onish, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, who's Kulo Tov. And that's this. That is number one issue I saw with that. That is, what is hest upon him? At the bottom of Tav Ches. V'chein is barely de'azu gam b'loshen ha-Torah. Oma, histarti p'onai mehem. V'hoyu le'achum, so ro'os ro'os v'soros k'mo v'ayom ahu. V'hokin elokai b'kibi, m'tzunu ha-ro'os ha-le'be. Hastaras p'onim zu, anachnu si'bosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never willfully separate ourselves, but when we separate ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we subject ourselves to the normal inyone ateva, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manage his hashkacha process within it, but we're not lifted up above teva. And we create like this veil and this between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So kedin hayochid, kedin hatzibur, and it's the din hayochid, and it's the din hatzibur. This bayelcha. And he's exceedingly clear. Kisibas hayoz kol echav and they all the mufko the mikr v'yamotzul lechol k'mor behemos. Loads him to the degree he's Muslim Hashem. Im ha'ya elokav bekirba lo yiga barakal. no evil can, if to the degree that I'm totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no evil can come to me. Ami Yisala, Al Tira ki Yitchoni, Al Tishta, Tishta, Ki Ani Alokech, Vama ki Sava Mayim, Yitchoni, Banor Vos Lo Yishtafucha. And you know, Ki Sava Mayim, Ani Yitcho, Anor Vos Lo Yishtafucha. Shekol, Sheolev, Ad Sheshefa, Olav, Otsu, Haseichel, Nitzmedes, Lo Hashtrocha, Nimnon, Min Menu, Kol Arroz. Oma Hashem, Liv Lo Iro, Mayas Liyod, Oma Haskin, Lo, Im Lo Hashrolim, Oma Pnei Elov, Is Natsam, Kol Roz. His bone and sheer shop going to Tsum Matara. Okay. No. And this is his okay. Now, Fabiora Philosophen. And the philosophers Ki Hakochos Hagufon Bisman Habachus Otsum Badrov Hamilos Ham. Coach can be Ara Machshava Hazu. Person, when he's young, his physical powers, his physical dimension is very strong, and therefore may overwhelm his mental function and prevent him from focusing on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay. And the more your nechlash kochas haguf, your seichel takes over. Now, here's the Rav's Chacham of Mises Moshe Aharon Miriam. Shlosh Kameisu B'Nashika. He says, now, Bo HaSholem. So how does Misa happen to the Odom HaSholem? Nothing bad can happen to the Odom HaSholem connected to HaKadosh Baruch. He says, Bo HaSholem B'Yom V'Karav Lomus Mosifu Oso HaSogu Tosefes Gedula. You connect more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because your kochas haguf become weaker. V'yigdal halahat ba'ozo hashgacha. V'techshak l'muzach asher tipar ha'nefesh ma'aguf. He says, there are two ways Misa happens. Misa happens because my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu increases. And it has nothing to do with my physical, the collapse of my physical body. It's just the total elevation of my neshama. Or, Misa can happen to a person within Chukei HaTeva. When does it happen within Chukei HaTeva? When his body collapses. That's the difference, but that's Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam died with a Misa's Nashika. That means it had nothing to do with the physical collapse of the body. The Pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu's body didn't collapse. Elamai, his degree of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was elevated to such a degree that it was no longer bound in by the body. Alpi Hashem, Shemez Beneshik, Amar Ma'aron, Alpi Hashem, Amar Ma'aron, Avhi Beneshik Amez. Okay. And that is Nishakedim and Shikos Pihu. In Oven Zeshamovet, Shehu Ahend Natsus, and Amovet Spam. Kiru Shehu Husag, Lamosha Aaron Amirim. Lamosha Aaron Avim, Machsidim. But people who were not on that level of total connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have Misa by that because they could not elevate the Neshama to just transcend the Guf completely. What is that? He says, but people were not on that madrega, did not die with the Mises Nashika. Ain't a Hanami. They died because their goof collapsed. However, he said, what did they remain with? They remained with that high level of connection to Kamash, what remains with the person? He says, Yeshua Otz HaSeichel Achmikan Otz Yeshuras HaNitzchus B'matzav Ochet Hemen Shikfar Nistalek HaMatzah Shoh Yechosmo. Every human being, he builds his neshama during his lifetime. His goof is something that's an impediment. And however, when he dies, he's left with his neshama. And that in that matzav, with the goof no longer being any impediment to the goal. Came in Shikran, the Stalak Hamat, Shoyachos, Mixa Soit, קיומו באוצר העונג ואיצו מה שאיננו ממין תנוג הגוף כמו שביארנו בחיבורנו. That's what I explained in Mishnah Torah. Uber zu sein lofane ten dat khul haven per exam. You should pay great attention to this parak. He feels he's revealed many important yisodos. Now we'll go back to what he says in the previous parakim about hashkacha pratis. He's given he's talked very, very clearly about the free, and basically where he's coming from is to make sure that you're not bothered by the problem that Hillel raised a while back. It's not just technically when I get what. I move myself to a totally different madrega of causation outside of Hashgacha Pratis, which works within Teva, Beis, and Schar Vonish. I'm functioning on a totally different level. Now, here, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, he says, now, when can a person, that we'll see, let's take a look what he says, we'll see that. He says, story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said there was this sort of animal that was biting people in the neighborhood and killing people. So he says, show me where it is. It had burrowed into a hole. He put his heel on the hole and it came out to bite him. It bit him and it died. It says, Oilem Lebrios, that bumped into this animal. Oilem to this animal, it bumped into Chanina ben Dosa. The question is, why Chanina ben Dosa was not Moshe Rabbeinu? He was not a Navi. What enabled Chanina ben Dosa to put himself in such a situation? What gave him that conviction that exactly at that point he would be Lamala Minateva? This is something that, before we leave this and go back to the previous thing, that Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam takes on. He's working with all within his father's Gedorim. Everything, that whole thing is totally within his father's Gedorim, and he gets into some details that his father did not get into. And that's the Shemblin next week.